Welcome to Faith is the Victory podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, Our Stand of Faith, 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, Not a word. The blessings that Jesus provides through faith in his finished work is precious and powerful in the life of the believer. So precious and powerful that the believer must understand that God's enemy, Satan, wants desperately to take them from you. These blessings bring life and truth to the believer, setting them free from the bondage and oppression of Satan. So in order to have these truths remain in our possession as active and important elements of our lives, we must take a stand. We are told, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold eternal life, 1 Timothy 6:12. Therefore, we must commit ourselves to protect the truths and make them so embedded within us that nothing can dislodge or remove them from our heart and life. And we must understand that these truths are unchanging and that they apply to every generation. They are dear to us and all mankind, for the Lord of glory, the Son of God, Jesus, our Savior, gave his all so that we can have them. With this as our mindset, we must take a stand in faith, and a stand for faith, so that the faith of God that was given to us remains in our possession. However, some in the Christian community have acquiesced and succumbed to the pressures and demands of this world, not liking the modern era stigma that society associates with Christianity's reliance on the ancient, unchanging, and uncompromising text of the Holy Bible. So they have surrendered under the pressure and have now traded the truths of God's word for the lies and deceptions that populate the worldly wisdom of ungodly men. They have allowed themselves to be led into foolishness. They have been influenced to change their biblical worldview from that found in Scripture to a worldview that closely matches secular society. This is a problem, for it puts the believer who truly wants to follow God in a quandary of faith. Do I follow the Word of God and its time-tested teachings? Or do I follow those in the church world who are saying that the Word of God is too old to be applicable to the problems of modern man? I'm reminded of Elijah on Mount Carmel when he asked the people, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him, 1 Kings 18:21. We cannot stay in a place of indecision. We must take our stand of faith to follow God in his time-tested teachings from Scripture, or go the way of the world with its twisted lies and perverted deceptions. That's it. There it is. Right there. Choose one or the other. There is no middle ground. Elijah demonstrated his faith in God on that mountainside of Carmel that day, and he had every confidence that God would demonstrate his power and might before all the false prophets of Baal and the indecisive people of Israel. So he allowed the prophets of Baal to go first and gave them the full day to convince Baal to show himself a true God and consume the sacrifice with fire from heaven. And so for a whole day they tried to get Baal to consume the sacrifice with fire. But Baal did not respond to their many pleas. All was silent except for the prophets who were screaming and crying out to Baal and cutting themselves till the blood flowed freely. Elijah was growing weary of their deceptions and tired of their many cries. So he mocked and ridiculed the prophets of Baal, asking them where their god Baal was hiding himself. He tried to find excuses for Baal, saying that maybe Baal was too busy, or he was traveling on a journey, or maybe he was too tired to respond, so he was taking a nap, or maybe he was indisposed and could not come out at that time. And so it is with deception. Deception always ends in disappointment. But Elijah wasn't disappointed. No, when it was his turn, he called the people near. He rebuilt the altar to the Lord using 12 stones, one for each tribe of Israel. He dug a trench around the altar, filling it with 2 measures of seed. He stacked the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the altar. He then had 4 barrels of water poured on the altar. 3 different times, 12 barrels, the water filled the trenches. Elijah then prayed, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again." That's it, right there, the prayer of faith. And then what happened? The fire of the Lord then fell and consumed the sacrifice, consumed the wood, consumed the stones, consumed the dust, and licked up the water in the trench. All of it consumed by the fire of God. What was the response of the people when they saw that? They fell on their faces and said, "Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." My friends, we must stay true to the Word of God in spite of the pressures of modern society. We must believe it and stand fast on its promises, for they are true. The promises of God are always yes and amen to the believer, 2 Corinthians 1:20. So we must commit ourselves to study of the Word, 2 Timothy 2:15. We must commit ourselves to a life of prayer, always praying the prayer of faith, James 5:15. And we must have faith in God, Mark 11:22. The simple childlike faith that knows that God is with us, strengthening us each and every day. These are critical days in which we are living, so we must hold true to the teachings of Scripture, for there is coming a day in which men will not endure sound doctrine, 2 Timothy 4:3. And I believe we're there now. So we must take our stand of faith and commit to keep our faith strong by committing to daily study of the Scriptures, daily times of prayer, and daily exercising our faith in God. This is not a time to draw back. This is the time to press forward into the faith of God. So press on in faith, my friends, and continue to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love each other as you love yourself, and to preach Jesus in everything we do. Friends, I'm going to say amen to this podcast today, and I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. So if you can say it out loud, say it now. Amen. Amen. Friends, before I leave you today, I would like to invite you to visit our Faith Christian Center website at fcccairo.com, fcccairo.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church YouTube channel. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends, and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them just as it has you. Well, thank you again, friends, for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.